make sure you tune in to Block to Block Show. It's a great show.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Brothers and sisters.
I'm over here Block to Block waiting on you to come over the end of the block.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Block to Block Radio here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.
I got a very special guest in the house with me this morning. I have the current executive director of the Moxa Youth Center, which is the Mexican-American Community Services Agency. How are you doing this morning, Michael Lopez?
I'm doing well, David. Good morning. Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. You know, I could say that Moxa has actually just been in a stage of just growing, of coming, a coming of age in its own self. Won't you go ahead, just break it down, introduce yourself, and let folks know what's going on with Moxa.
Moxa's still alive and kicking. We still have programs that are thriving. Some of our programs are not only thriving, but they're expanding. As you said, you mentioned Moxa was kind of at a coming of age point. We're almost. I would describe us as, we're kind of going through a reinvention, which is actually very exciting. It's a very exciting time to be a part of the agency. There's really no limits for us right now. There's no boundaries. There's no borders. Basically, how we define ourselves is that responsibility and those duties are completely within our hands. It's pretty exciting. It's like being a startup with a 50-year history.
You know, what's going on there at the center? What are some events? What are some community organizations that are, working with Moxa currently?
Sure, you're right. And I'll talk about the center, and then I'll talk about the agency overall, because we are an agency that is countywide. So we are active in not only in San Jose, but in Morgan Hill and in Gilroy as well. But over here at the Youth Center in San Jose, we've got some of our core programs that are Men's Circle is one of those. When I first took over, we were running a program, I think, two nights a week. Recently, we've expanded to 3 days a week, and if I have my way, we'll soon be opening up a fourth day of programming for the Men's Circle, and hopefully by the end of May or at latest by the end of June, we'll be running the Men's Circle 5 days a week. Our program for the youth that are referred to us through juvenile probation, which is basically our youth mentorship program, that program, the attendance in that program alone has probably tripled within the past 6 months. That's also doing very, very well. We have, numerous recreation programs. We've got karate going on for the kids. We've still got our folklorico going on. Down in Gilroy, we've got the Family Resource Center that's just about to undergo a makeover. That's in partnership with First Five down there. We've also just kind of reestablished and I met recently to officially recognize and reestablish our partnership with the city of Gilroy. So we're still active up there, in Morgan Hill, we're running a coalition under the name of Healthy Families that's got us out there at some school sites. And that's kind of revolves around drug awareness and drug and alcohol awareness and drug and alcohol prevention. I believe right now we're making a big push to at Central High School in Live Oak and in Morgan Hill for a sober graduation type event. So there's a lot happening.
Wow.
I can go on and on and on.
There it is.
I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I can tell you this. I'm also expecting to make a significant announcement for the Youth Center in San Jose, probably within the next week or so.
Wow.
It's something that I've worked very hard on over the course of probably the past 6-8 months, but I think it's going to be significant for the Mayfair neighborhood. It's going to be significant for the agency. It's going to be significant for the youth center, and most importantly, it's going to bring a lot of good and be most significant for the community that we serve. So
there it is. And Michael, man, So you're the new executive director. And how long have you been, you know, how long have you been in charge there at the center? And I just want to ask, you know, what is your vision? Is your vision, is the vision for Moxa changed? Are there changes, or what? Where's it headed to? Where do you see it headed?
Yeah, you know, and you know, you everybody sees me as new. I'm not really new. I actually just a couple of days ago, April 21st, it'll be 1 year since I took over the day to day. I don't really feel new. It's you know, it's definitely been a journey and an experience. But I'm very, very grateful for it. But as far as where the agency is going, you know, I intend to build off of the foundation that we have there. I think we've got a great, great mix of staff right now. We've got some people who've been around for quite a long time, and to bring in, you know, the knowledge, the experience, and the lessons that have been learned from being around for 10, 12 years plus. And then we also have some people who've just come on board very recently, within the 6 months, and they bring in new energy, new ideas, new enthusiasm. So when you kind of mesh those two together, it makes for an interesting combination, and for a combination that I feel is just nothing but beneficial to the agency overall and to our mission. So, you know, as I said, and I can't talk about it too much because I don't want to jinx it, but I'm expecting to make a big announcement probably within the next week or so. I think that definitely will let everybody know where we're heading. But it is my intent that we will build off of the building blocks on our prevention and intervention services that we have going right now, that they will continue to grow, to expand, to thrive, that we will continue to explore, you know, some new opportunities out there. We're still very actively involved with the Mayor's Gang Task Force here in San Jose, that's led to some interesting opportunities as well. You know, I get calls on a daily basis from people who want to come in and help at the center. Everything from, you know, I want to start a boxing program. I want to do this. I want to do that. You know, basketball, whatever it is. We have a Bible study going on now at the youth center in San Jose. So, you know, as long as it fits in with our mission, I'm open to sitting down and talking and discussing all the possibilities. Our focus is, you know, we are a youth center there in San Jose. So at that site, the focus is our youth and their families and their well-being. In Gilroy, you know, we're a family resource center. The focus is the families and their well-being, and whatever we can do to help them prosper, then that's what we're going to do.
There it is. Michael Lopez, I want to thank you once again for giving us your time and your words this morning. Is there any shout outs or anything you want to give to folks out there who might be tuned in, or a last message to leave in everybody's ear about the Moxa Youth Center?
Just, you know, I can't leave here without mentioning my staff. We've got a great staff. They're doing more with less. They always go above and beyond. I'm very proud of them. I'm very proud to work with them. You know, I got some members on the board that are very, very dedicated as well, and who've also gone above and beyond. So I got to mention the agency up and down. We also have some volunteers who come in on a regular basis. That's one thing that we've worked very hard to expand is our volunteer base. So I got to mention the volunteers as well, and they all know who they are. You know, there's some other people who've come in, Pastor John Arce, who's been a great resource, become a good friend, and just been extremely supportive across the board. Those are basically the shout outs. This, as I said, this has been an incredible journey over the past year, but I know the focus is on me as the ED, but really you don't get through something like this on your own. It's really a group effort. And so I'm just very thankful for all the support that I have around me.
All right, there it is. I want to thank you, Michael Lopez, Executive Director of the Moxa Youth Center, for coming down this morning And I want to thank everyone out there for being tuned in. And this is Block to Block Radio.